Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Pizza Palooza this morning. It is an event coming up on the 21st, and we'll get into all the details of Pizza Palooza. But it is also tied with the Fredericksburg Este Association, and we're going to talk a lot about that. Catherine Willis, good friend, is back. Catherine, I don't even know how many. You would be in the running for someone who's been a frequent guest, because most years you come in at least a couple of times, and sometimes on a number of different topics. So welcome back.
Well, it's delightful to be here, and, you know, B101.5 is sort of a heartbeat of our promotional program, and we have to give you credit because a lot of people hear about Pizza Palooza because of B101.5, and it's a perfect match because it's rock and roll.
Yeah, no, we'll get into all of that, and looking forward to Pizza Palooza again this year. Jenna Edwards is here. Jenna, I just met. Was it in the spring that I met you? Was it this year?
That's right. Yeah, spring this year.
That is amazing that I have known you for. It just seems like that.
It feels like it's been so much longer.
Way longer.
We just like hit it off right off the bat.
You have such enthusiasm.
Thank you.
For the Fredericksburg Este Association. So, we'll get into lots of stuff to cover and to go over this morning. Well, a little bit about Pizza Palooza, then we'll come back and talk about the Este Association and come back and talk about Pizza Palooza again. But the 21st, Catherine, it's at Riverfront Park.
Yes, and we are excited about that. Riverfront Park, if you haven't been down there, it is glorious and beautiful. And it is an open space. You can bring your chair, you can bring your blanket. And we have been formerly in Market Square, but we have gotten to the point where we need more space.
You overgrew it.
Yeah, we did. And we are excited to be working with the city because this is our premier performance down at Riverside. And can you believe this is our 8th Pizza Palooza?
I can't believe it's your 8th.
It is a Fredericksburg tradition. It's just lots of fun. You know, pizza, beer, Cokes, and rock and roll. And it's just, you know, it's an unbeatable combination. And people come and have such a wonderful time.
I remember sitting in our conference room with Bob Antozzi. And were you there, too? And just talking about the concept of this. Wow.
Yeah, so Pizza Palooza is our signature event for the Fredericksburg Este Association, and it is Fredericksburg's Italian sister city organization. And so having pizza for the main event food is ties in beautifully, I think. We give it a little twist and spice by having a kind of competition for the best pizza. We have three or four vendors, and when folks come in and pay for their ticket, they also get a little poker chip. And at the front of the stage, there are containers where after you've tasted your pizza, you can vote for the best pizza of the night. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's yeah, to see how it all stacks
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
And I love, too, that having it at Riverfront this year in particular, obviously it being a signature event for Este, and this is the first major event that the city of Fredericksburg is hosting at that location. So for everyone to be, you know, getting to see each other, like you were saying earlier, Catherine, all the different generations, something that's outdoor, between, you know, the summer transitioning into the fall, it'll just be such a great time.
Well, and it's a great park, and to be able to kind of show it off and to have just to be able to show what's possible at Riverfront Park, that's another nice aspect to this.
Absolutely, and it's like, you know, reinvigorating that concept of the town square, you know, the piggybacking off of Market Square, but just to see, be able to see everyone and have that face-to-face time in a world that moves so quickly. It's so nice to just enjoy pizza and that leisurely, you know, dolce vita.
Well, yes. This is a great, with the SDA Association, so many groups have, the sister cities will have events that tie into what they're doing. But in this case, to be able to do a pizza event is really just perfect.
Definitely. It's something that, you know, who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah. Exactly. America's great gift from Italy is the pizza. I wanted to say that entry is just $2 a person.
Yep.
Kids under 10 are free. And the pizza is $1 a slice. And that makes it affordable. And we love it that, you know, it is a multi-generational event. And the great rock and roll band Acoustic Onion plays great American rock and roll classics and concentrates on Beatles covers. And I love this event because, you know, everybody gets up and dances. The 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds on up to, you know, 80s and something, and it is a multi-generational event, and it creates a lot of energy, and it gives us a sense of community. Yep.
So if you're looking for something to do on the 21st,
stop by.
This is what you want to do, and it's just it's a great event, like you say. Even if you want to take a date there, if you want to take your family there, whatever. This is one of those events that everybody can show up at.
Definitely. Yeah.
I also wanted to tell you that we are going to have gelato served by our friends from Italian Station.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So, okay. And of course, gelato is the famous Italian dessert, different from our ice cream, I think.
Yeah.
And Italian Station makes an authentic gelato, so that's a nice compliment.
Oh, it's a perfect compliment.
Yeah. And so, Italian Station is also such a big support of the sister cities. Anita Crossfield, the owner, was amazing when we had our guests from Schwarzenegger in town, so always great to work with them as well.
Yes, exactly.
This is such a huge event. It's from 5 to 9, and so it'll be so interesting just to the atmosphere and to see what, you know, to see an event like that, you know, late into the night at Riverfront Park. That's another part.
I wanted to make one other point, and that is the admission is $2 cash, but everything else you can do with a credit card. We have Square Reader for all the stations, and so you can take care of that, but we do ask that the admission be paid in cash.
$2 cash. We'll remind you of that. So.
Yeah.
It's a perfect. It really is. And with pizza, $1 a slice, anybody can come and have a good time.
Yeah, and I just think it's so great. To me, that's like the epitome of the best in a European lifestyle. You know, music, good company, good friendship, just, you know, enjoying delicious food, and preferably in nature with the river nearby. It's just ideal, and people can, you know, whether you've got 30 minutes or you want to stay and enjoy the whole thing, there's something for everyone.
Exactly. And it is also very heartening that this city turns out for Pizza Palooza. We have been told that Pizza Palooza is the second most well-attended downtown function after 4th of July. So that is a huge compliment.
It is a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
And I think it's so quintessentially Fredericksburg, too. Mm-hmm. What makes this community so beautiful is seeing everyone together and the sense of connection, tradition. So it's so great to be a part of, and I'm so glad to be learning the reins from Catherine.
Oh, well.
Jenna Edwards is here. Catherine Willis is here. We're talking Pizza Palooza this morning. We'll come back and talk more about this and also the Fredericksburg Este Association and what they're all about. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff already this morning. Pizza Palooza is on the 21st at Riverfront Park in downtown Fredericksburg. Jenna Edwards and Catherine Willis here this morning. How did you both get involved with the Fredericksburg Estes Association?
Well, I'll go first on this. I was on the board of the French Sister City.
Yeah.
And we got a letter from this guy at the Italian embassy saying, we have an Italian city and we want to be your sister city in Fredericksburg. And so I said, how close is this to Venice? And they said, about an hour. I said, I'll do it.
Amen.
So we are in 2025. It will be 10 years that we've been established. We've built a program for the community around Italian interests. And one reason that Pizza Palooza is so important, not only to bring the Este message to the greater public, but the profits go to fund our many, many programs. We give away free lectures. We give away free concerts. We do a lot that goes back to the communities to enrich the cultural life, mm-hmm. and to bring guest speakers and authorities in to Fredericksburg to give it away, you know, and Pizza Palooza helps us do that.
And you've been over there a number of times,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, we've been several times, and one of the other things that happens is that we have an adult exchange. Last October, we had maybe 15 or 16 Italians here for 2 weeks. And we took them to Williamsburg. We took them to Washington. We took them to Monticello. Of course, they learned a lot about history here in Fredericksburg. And the most important outcome of that is that we make friends. And it is a wonderful thing to make friends. And I will just tell you really quickly, for the past 2 weeks, we have been hosting, Chip and I, at our house, the Italian son of one of the founder families of the Este sister city from Este.
Huh.
And he is leaving today, but we have had such a joyous time with him.
He's so great.
Many of the members of the sister city have stepped forward and have taken him to Udvar-Hazy, to the History Museum in Washington, to Monticello, to UVA, all around Fredericksburg. It's been a delight, and he has, I mean, that is one thing that we do. We enrich the lives of adults and kids, because the Fredericksburg Rotary Club and the Este Rotary Club are also twinned. And so,
how about that?
Yeah.
Didn't know
yeah,
that.
Which
yeah.
I love, being a member of the Rappahannock Rotary Club. That was just, you know, so exciting to
yeah.
me.
It's the Rappahannock Rotary. And we have brought Italian students here through Rappahannock Rotary in relation to the Fred Este Association, and also taken students there. And anything that you do for a kid is never wasted. These things change their lives. And one of the purposes is to give not only the children and young adults, but also the community at large, a sense of the greater world, and an opportunity to learn about that world without having to go. It is an enrichment for the cultural life of this community. It also builds community within itself, because a lot of people who come to the sister city organizations make friends because they find people with similar interests. So it's just, it is a reciprocity that is full of promise and full of reward. So,
Jenna, how'd you get involved?
I moved to the Fredericksburg area during the pandemic, and was really curious to didn't know anyone here, wanted to get connected to the community and history and traditions. I think I initially actually, Ted, saw like a sign for Free Juice as I was walking around downtown, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, because my background in school has been public diplomacy, international affairs, and my heart being 100% Italian, I love anything, you know. I was so surprised one time showing up to my first international relations class in college. They're talking about, you know, wartime and defense, and here I am thinking, I thought you just all sit around a table and like eat food and make friends. Like, that was my version of international relations, that you treat friends like family.
Friends, you learn how to cook all the different foods.
Exactly, and appreciate each other and just enjoy that kind of, you know, jam session that we're having here. You build those relationships around the table. And so I've always wanted to be involved in a personal and professional capacity in organizations like that. And kind of echoing some of what Catherine has said, I just think it's so beautiful that it really enriches these sister city organizations. President-elect of Este, and I'm the president of the Schwetzingen organization, really fortify the relationships between the people in Fredericksburg. I've made so many good friends through these groups. As you're getting to enjoy, you know, friendship and history and art and learning about a different culture and making friends there. So I think that that bridge is just amazing. And the fact that Fredericksburg, the city of Fredericksburg, is so supportive of it. We just honored Reverend Mayor Davies the other day. And, you know, it's so special to live in a place that recognizes the value of that.
Yes, and we've also been very, well, I'll reference also Mayor Davies, because he was on the original trip going to go to Fréjus to ratify the sister city agreement between the two cities. And it is wonderful that our mayors have been so supportive. Mary Catherine Greenlaw has been at least twice to Este. She willingly participates when the adults from Este come here. And Mayor Devine is also very interested. I am sure that a trip to Este is in her future. So we are very grateful for that. I have to also shout out to Brenda Martin.
Oh, Brenda's the best.
She is.
Yes,
she is interested in Sister City personally, but she also helps us make connections with the city to know about upcoming things and to connect us with different opportunities that mesh with the Sister City program.
And I think that, you know, when we learn more about the world, we wind up learning more about ourselves as well. And I was so happy, when we hosted the guests for Schwetzingen, for example, that was my first time receiving a delegation of guests. So, and it was Mayor Devine's first time as mayor doing that. So to just be able to enjoy that, and also the event celebrating Ghanaian Independence Day, for example, and
that was so much
everyone
fun.
Was dancing and eating food, and I just think that, you know, to have those, they're really special and sacred memories. Just a privilege to be a part of it.
Well, and it's been over the years when situations have happened either at or near some of these cities, when there have been earthquakes or.
The Kathmandu sister city arose out of the desire of Fredericksburg, our concern of Fredericksburg citizens to, show that international goodwill. And I think that speaks volumes to the caliber of people in Fredericksburg, such good hearts and good integrity.
Things happen and you just feel like you want to help them, or it's more than just a headline somewhere. We have friends over there.
Exactly. And it's more as well, more than just financially writing a check. It is, you know, building those relationships that last the test of time.
Yes. I want to talk also a little bit about the kinds of things that the Fredericksburg Estate Association does. So last fall, we chartered a bus and went up to the National Gallery to see the Canova exhibit and got a National Gallery of Art senior art historian to lead the tour for our group.
Huh.
It's a wonderful thing for a lot of people not to have to drive to D.C. So we organize these trips to D.C. when there is a cultural event that meshes with our program. Last year, we had a retired Mary Washington professor, Allison Posca, deliver a lecture on women in power in Renaissance Italy. Coming up in November 1st of this year, we are having an instructor from Mary Washington, Michelle Wing, and she is going to talk about something I would never have thought about, Italian fairy tales. Now,
so
doesn't
excited.
That sound intriguing?
Interesting.
And these lectures are free and open to the public. They are held in the Sidner Hall, the undercroft of St. George's Church, off of George Street, and they're free. So,
And so engaging as well, like the one with Allison Posca on, you know, women in power in Renaissance Italy. She spoke with such enthusiasm, and it was really like an evening of storytelling. It made the history come to life.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to say is this, that when the Ukraine war started. Let me go back one step. Brenda Martin and Mary Catherine Greenlaw started a sister city council, and the leaders of the sister cities in Fredericksburg meet once or twice a year to talk about what they are doing and share their program and that sort of thing. Well, when the Ukraine war broke out, the artists in Fredericksburg wanted to do something to raise money. And through that council and the leadership of Mary Catherine and Brenda Martin, we came up with the idea of doing a big fundraiser for Ukraine. And we held it at the library. The library was a huge, well, the library is just wonderful. It's our civic center here. The artists offered their works, and we also sold tickets, and we were able to raise $17,000.
That was amazing on a Sunday afternoon. I remember that.
Yes, and we had the good sense to hold on to that money until Matching Tuesday. And so, through matching gifts, the impact of our donation from Sister Cities together was $72,000.
Incredible.
And we gave it to World Food Kitchen, Save the Children, and Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
So that is a feather in the cap of Fredericksburg that we were able to make that kind of international impact.
Little old Fredericksburg.
That's right.
And that's what these groups...
Little but mighty.
Yeah. Small but mighty.
And that's what's having the Fredericksburg Estate Association or any of a number of these do. So I guess you haven't been over to... Jenna, you have not been to Estate yet, but if...
I have not yet.
But I was going to say...
But I will be.
It's going to happen, I'm sure, soon.
Absolutely. I was just chatting with Pietro about that when he was in town. He's like, you have to visit soon. I said, yes, it will definitely happen.
Oh, this young man.
What a gentleman. He's great.
Martello
parents are wonderful.
And Paola Pistorio have... they are third-generation prosciutto manufacturers and do some of the best prosciutto and salted products in the Veneto. This is their son. And so we are passing on the tradition of Sister City to another generation. But he was an absolute delight just wonderful.
It's so interesting because I know a number of people that will have exchange students, some for a few months, some for a whole school year. These are like exchange students and people that you have a long-term relationship. The city continues to have a long-term relationship with so many.
And yes,
this is just one example.
And it felt like welcoming family because we had just seen his parents. And so to be able to, you know, also welcome him and then chat about, you know, he was sharing some of his activities with his dad. And Marcello was like, oh, I wanted to do that. So next time I got to put that on my itinerary.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is not only do we exchange adults and small groups of students, but we have this wonderful program where we do an artist exchange. And we sponsor an artist to go to Este for 3 weeks and pair with another artist and just experience that Italian culture. And then that Fredericksburg artist comes back and donate some of his work or her work. And we have an all Este member party where we hear about the artist's impressions of Este. Our first exchange artist was Neil Reed. And then we had Nadir Frizzarin, an Italian painter, here for 3 weeks. And then last year, we sent Kathy Herndon, and she did a wonderful mural on a wall in Este. And then we received Franco... My brain just went blank. Franco Rubini. Excellent photographer. We showed his work at three different branches of the library. Plug for the library again.
Yeah.
Our cultural center. And we had a wonderful time pairing him with other artists. So, you know, I'm hoping to convey the kind of broad impact that we have giving back to Fredericksburg. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be sponsored and to go to Italy for 3 weeks.
We need to take a quick break and continue on. Great discussion this morning. Pizza Palooza is the 21st. The Fredericksburg Este Association, our focus this morning. Fred-Este, E-S-T-E.org for more information online. Catherine Willis and Jenna Edwards here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 834.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Jen Edwards and Catherine Willis in this morning as we talk about the Fredericksburg Este Association. You know, Jenna, you see that, like the Fredericksburg Este Association, you see it on Facebook or you see the website is fred-este.org and you think, oh, that's nice. They get together a few times a year, if that, and talk about things. You guys are really busy.
We're so active. In May, we just had a membership gathering. It was hosted at the home of Lisa and David Durham. And oh my gosh, what a turnout. And everyone brought Italian delicacies from prosciutto to desserts. It was just such a lovely spring evening where everyone got to socialize and drink wine and talk about, you know, culture and art and music. And amazing to, you know, connect again with people of all different generations and backgrounds who share a common desire to learn about Italy.
You learn about things. I mean, if I had shown up and just brought store-bought cookies, someone would have said, whoa, what's going on here?
Oh, no, you're welcome. Everyone, you know, whatever you bring, it's such a open, friendly, really welcoming environment. And I would highly recommend if someone hasn't been to an event to, you know, reach out and attend one of our public programs that we've mentioned, or, you know, if they know a member of the group, come as a guest to one of the events, it's a great time, and everyone will make you feel at home.
Or take your path of just wanting to meet people.
Yeah, and just invite yourself. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Why am I not surprised?
That membership gathering was a membership appreciation and also membership cultivation. So we asked members to bring a friend so that they could get a taste of what we do. And
that's a great way to
a literal and figurative taste.
Right. Yeah. But it's a great way to grow
the organization.
And there's so many sister city options in Fredericksburg. You might see one that you might be more interested in.
Exactly. Absolutely. And when you join as well, you know, whether you're connecting with active members or, you know, members of Fredericksburg who have been active previously, it's a common touch point that, again, builds that camaraderie and relationships and sense of connection to what's come before you. There's a legacy there that's beautiful to witness and inherit.
Yeah, and isn't it nice to do something that lifts you up in this age of conflict and anger and angst and anxiety and that sort of thing, and it is a reminder that it is a beautiful world after all.
Food and music and art, it's like the language of the soul. So when you're engaged in those kinds of things, I think it's a reminder of what is truly important. And the fact that, you know, Fredericksburg is so rich in art and history. You know, when you think of the Fredericksburg Symphony Orchestra or the Riverside Theater, we have so many people and organizations in our town that really do get at the heart, I think, of what community means.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that we did with Pietro was twice we took him kayaking, once on the Rappahannock. And once, well, yesterday morning, we went out to Crow's Nest.
Oh, what a great spot.
Oh, it was wonderful. And there were flocks and flocks of red-winged blackbirds, an egret, several herons. It was a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be able to share that with him and have him take that memory back to Este, worth every penny.
Yeah.
It was great.
What a great idea.
One more thing, you know, we were talking about the Sisti City Council that Mary Catherine and Brenda Martin brought together. And one of the things that has come out of that is that every spring we reserve the community center and we have an all Sister City potluck, which is a riotous, wondrous affair.
Oh, I bet.
People wear their traditional costumes. Each sister city brings platters and bowls of the native food, and we share what we've done for the year and what's coming up, and we get to talk to the members of another sister city, and it's another cultural enrichment. And this year, it will be Este's turn to host. We shift the hosting of it among the sister cities. And that's another thing that we as sister cities do together. Happens in the spring.
That's right. I think that was my first all hands sister city events. And it's so joyful, just amazing to see the rich appreciation of all these different cultures.
Yes, and there are a lot of Nepalese here.
I never realized that until I did have done some programs, and we've talked about that.
And the fabrics in their dress, oh, it's just luxurious. It's worth it just to see that.
Oh, and it was great. Craig Vassy this past year, he recommended that we do baskets for each of the groups. So we did a raffle basket for each organization, and Schwarzingen was hosting this this past year. So we, you know, each group put together a raffle basket with items from the culture, and it was so fun to create.
Oh, it would be, yeah.
And people were so excited to win them, obviously. So that's a fun emerging tradition.
I would think being involved with all of this just makes you, we talked a little bit earlier, just understanding the world a little bit better, and just add so much to the city and to the region.
I mean, that's my heart. It like gives me so much joy in life, and likewise, I am so grateful that I get to exert my enthusiasm and channel it into such an amazing organization cause.
There's a little bit of enthusiasm with Jenna Edwards.
Just a little bit.
That is for sure.
You know, I had said once before that sister cities can change people's lives. Well, I want to share with you a personal story, and that is our family has hosted numerous exchange students over the years, and our children also have been to Fréjus several times.
Yeah.
Our eldest son became fluent in French and was forgiven his French language when he went to college because he was fluent enough to pass the exam.
Yeah.
And it wound up creating job opportunities for him because, of course, he was fluent in English and French, and he has now been living in Paris for 25 years.
Wow.
So it really opens up opportunities.
It certainly does.
And that travel literacy helps young people navigate the world.
Yeah, who knows what becomes
exactly
of that. Catherine Willis here, Jenna Edwards here. We're talking the Fredericksburg SDA Association. I want to make sure we conclude with Pizzapalooza again, but I have to ask you, Catherine, because you've got some Lafayette brochures, and I know you're a little bit interested and involved with all the Lafayette things going on in Fredericksburg.
Oh, my goodness. Lafayette has been my passion for the past 2 years. The Fredericksburg Lafayette Bicentennial Commemoration brought together 12 or 14 of the city's historic and cultural organizations who have worked very hard together. We've been doing a series of lectures that started in March of last year, and we just had Lafayette's first visits to Fredericksburg at the library on September 5th. On October 3rd, it's a bit different because it is going to be a virtual online presentation that starts at 6 o'clock. But I promise you, it is worth going online to see. It's going to be a conversation between Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. And these historical interpreters know their stuff, and the program is called Waiting for Lafayette, because what they will be doing is talking about each of their personal relationships with Lafayette. So it is a program not to be missed.
It's virtual, and again, it's on, you said October 3rd?
October 3rd at 6 o'clock, and it's sponsored by the James Monroe Museum. So if you go to the James Monroe Museum website, you will find the link. So that's the October lecture. And then in November, this is also going to be fascinating. Lafayette and the Passing of the Founding Generation by our own UMW professor, Will McIntosh. He is a lively speaker, and it promises to be fascinating. And then later on, just before the commemoration weekend, John Hennessy, the star, will be doing a lecture called A Celebration Like None Other, Lafayette Comes to Fredericksburg. And it will be his historic research on what actually happened in Fredericksburg when Lafayette was here. And that leads up to the November 23rd, 24 Bicentennial Weekend. By the way, if you want to know more about any of this, go to fxbg.org fxbg.com/Lafayette. Yeah. It's all there. fxbg.com/Lafayette. Everything is free except for the ball on Saturday night. We are having Regency dancers come. Also, period music, both for the dancing and also for the interludes. People are coming. I mean, we've had people from New Orleans buy tickets for this. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it is. I can't help but believe, too, that just some of the because the interest in all of these programs has been off the charts.
Yes.
And part of that has to be just the strong sister city connections that have been created over the years.
The leadership by Catherine and
Craig
and Chip
Vasey.
And Craig Vasey and Lisa and David Durham.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. What assets to Fredericksburg. And, you know, also, it's just amazing for Fredericksburg to be hosting all of these events. I was traveling saw a museum that mentioned Lafayette. And the curator was saying, oh, you know, I wish that our city did some events celebrating the farewell tour. And I felt so proud to be from Fredericksburg.
To say, let me tell you.
Yeah, I texted Catherine and Lisa and I was like, look at this. And I mean, to just know that, you know, the Fredericksburg people are so invested in bringing history to life, honoring it in a way that's engaging and that makes it relevant for future generations. It's beautiful.
So that weekend starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at Market Square. And the Lafayette will arrive in Market Square in his white calèche drawn by horses. And we will be recreating as closely as possible the original programs that Fredericksburg put on for Lafayette. The mayor will be there. We are going to have representatives of military organizations. Period music will be playing in the square. Lafayette went to what is now the Fredericksburg Area Museum to receive people. He was always gracious. The man was amazing, amazing. He was always gracious, never fatigued, always present. And he received everyone in Fredericksburg that wanted to greet him in line. And we are fortunate that this same room will be housing the event where Lafayette greets the Fredericksburg citizenry. And man, did they turn out.
Yeah.
This was probably the biggest celebration that Fredericksburg ever had, period. When you listen to John Hennessy, you realize how important it was that Lafayette came here. Let me just say that for a town Fredericksburg size, he may have stopped and, you know, said a few words and got back on his carriage, because he went to every state in the country. But in Fredericksburg, he stayed 3 days. And it was because of his filial relationship with George Washington. And also, I have to tell you this, when he was a 19-year-old, he veered his path to come to Fredericksburg. He went to Kenmore. Robert Lewis, who was the son of Betty Lewis, took him from Kenmore across the garden. Mary Washington was in her garden pruning her flowers. Lafayette walked up and said, "Hello, Mrs. Washington. I am Monsieur le Général Lafayette, and I have come because I wanted to meet you and honor the mother of George Washington." Now, isn't that thrilling?
It is. The web address again for people that want
to... fxbg.com/Lafayette. Lafayette.
And Lisa Durham and I have been talking. We will be doing a show early April or early November talking about all of this. And good stuff, good reminder that Lafayette, a lot of Lafayette stuff coming up in the fall. Quick break. We're going to come back and conclude this morning talking again about Pizza Palooza. Catherine Willis, Jenna Edwards here, fred-este.org for information on all the good stuff going on with the Fredericksburg Este Association. More News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Well, has this been a lot of fun or what this morning? Catherine Willis and Jenna Edwards, you guys could come in on a rainy, cloudy day and just the sun would have to come out.
Rock and roll, baby.
The energy you two have.
As Jenna said, we bring the party.
You do bring a party. Pizza Palooza is on the 21st, 5 to 9 at Riverfront Park. $2, and you got to bring cash to get in. $2 and then $1 of slights for pizza. What a great time. And Pizza Palooza, as you said, Catherine, is just it's a big event, and it's a lot of fun.
It is. It is a rock and roll blast. I mean, Acoustic Onions, mm-hmm. Beatles tunes, pizza from several vendors, just a family affair. It's lovely. So we do ask for $2 cash for admission to make things simpler. But there will be we have square readers for everything else. So your food, your beverages, and mm-hmm. don't forget that wonderful gelato.
Yes.
That's right. That is right. You said earlier.
Okay. You do.
Again, it, if you need more information, fred-este.org.
Correct.
Yeah, so come enjoy a slice or many of pizza and then vote for your favorite.
Oh, that's right. You choose the people's choice.
Exactly. So that's always a fun time.
So when you come in and get your wristband and pay admission, we give you a token, a coin, a wooden coin.
And then you can vote for your favorite. Yep.
Put that in.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried, I'm sure you've had over the years tried different kinds of pizza that you never thought you'd like and you've turned out liking it. This is one of those kinds of events where you have a lot to choose from in front of you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
I loved that did happen. I tried the four meats pizza from Mellow Mushroom. Incredible. Now I get that when I go there.
And I have to, yeah, if we're going to do a plug, the Italian pizza at Primavera.
So good.
To die for.
Now we're getting hungry.
Exactly.
Too early for pizza.
21st at Riverfront Park. Riverfront Park this year, 5 to 9, is Pizza Palooza. A little bit earlier, I forget you were talking about, Catherine, but you talked about something being a riotous, wonderful affair. That is Pizza Palooza, and that is you too when you come in for a show. Jen Edwards, Catherine Willis, thanks for coming in.
Ted, thank you so much for having us.
Fred-Este.org.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.